you to the Wrestling with Life podcast.
Hello, wrestling fam. What is up, you guys? This is your host, M. Led, on the mic, and welcome back to another episode of Wrestling with Life and another edition of Monday Morning Motivation. I hope you guys have been liking these Monday Morning Motivations. If this is the first one that you're tuning into, these are typically about 5 to 15 minutes long, a little bit of a shorter epi, and it's something that you can just put on in the morning when you're getting ready for work, or you're in the gym, or you're in your car on the way to your job. And it's supposed to just get your day started right, to give you a little pep talk and to, you know, get you in the right mindset to grab life by the freaking balls. And if you are brand new to the podcast in general, you have tuned in for the perfect, perfect episode, because Wrestling with Life is all about getting out of our heads together. I got a lot of very ambitious people who listen to this podcast and have big dreams and goals for their life. And this episode is all about getting out of your head in every situation, getting away from the negative self-talk. This episode is about the fact that how you talk to yourself is literally everything. So I'm going to run through some examples of negative self-talk. Some of these you might not even realize are negative things and ways that you're holding yourself back. What this actually does to you, and then 10 tips that I have for you to get out of your head and to be a little bit freaking nicer to yourself this week, okay? Let's kick it off with some examples of negative self-talk. So say that you just had an interview, or you gave a presentation, or you went on a date. And as you're leaving the date, you're immediately just thinking about all the stupid things that you said, or the ways that you stuttered, or, you know, sentences that you messed up, or maybe you didn't answer an interview question very well, and you immediately leave that and you're like, fuck, I butchered that. It went so bad. I'm such an idiot. There's no way I got the job. There's no way I'm going to get another date. There's no way I'm going to get an A on that presentation. I have done this so many times in my life, and all it does is create anxiety. And it's also coming from a place where you're just like assuming. I guarantee the other people, the other person on the end of that date, interview, or presentation, they are being way less hard on you than you are. So keep that in mind. That's one example. Another example is kind of just like general mindset. So like kind of a woe is me mentality, like nothing ever works out for me anyways. So like, why would I even have hope that this would be different? Or nobody likes me, so I'm just going to fade into the background at this social event and not even try to engage with anybody because, I mean, they're not going to like me anyway. Or there is literally no way out of this situation. I'm at rock bottom and I'm stuck here. And notice how all of these are really assuming like a victim mentality. You're immediately limiting yourself. You're immediately disqualifying yourself and telling yourself that you're not enough. Another example could be you're looking in the mirror and you're like, I am so ugly and I look so fat, I could lose weight, and everyone else that I see is way more desirable than me. Like, who would even want to date me? Who would want to be with me? It's like sad even saying this, because it's I know these are thoughts that all of us probably have had at one point or another, but like, this is literally how we talk to ourselves sometimes, guys. Maybe you say, I'll never achieve as much as fill in the blank. Like if you have one person in your life that you're always looking at and comparing yourself to, and you just think that they have life so much better figured out than you do. Or maybe you're like, I'm too old to switch careers, or I'm too old to fall in love. I'm too old to start chasing my dreams. Or maybe you just feel so behind that you're always telling yourself that you pale in comparison to other people. Or maybe you're like, the life that I want is just too much work. There's too much that I have to change. So I'm just not even going to try. And I'm just going to assume my fate. I'm just going to assume that my life is shitty. You guys, talking to yourself this way is literally so destructive, because all these thought processes do is put limits on you. You're creating limiting beliefs for yourself. You are rejecting yourself before you even give other people a chance to reject you. Before you even put yourself out there or you even try, you're just deciding that other people are going to reject you, or that you're going to fail, or that you can't do it. And so this creates these false narratives in your head that hold you back. It plays up your insecurities. And so you're focusing, like hyper fixating on your insecurities. You're always looking for the negatives in your life to support the beliefs that you've created. That's how the brain works. It seeks confirmation for what it already believes. So if you're constantly telling yourself that you're not enough, that you're ugly, that you're not worthy, your brain's always going to be looking for supportive evidence to back that up. And then what does this do? This absolutely destroys your energy. People can smell insecure and self-hatred a mile away. Like, especially as I've been, I guess, more comfortable in my own skin and more self-accepting and more confident, it's really, really easy for me to pick up on other people's energy when they don't like themselves. Because for me, I know what it feels like when I'm at peace with myself. And I'm not saying I'm perfect, but I back the person that I am. I respect the person that I am. I know I live my life with integrity, you know? So when I'm around someone else's energy, I can automatically pick up on if they don't feel that way about themselves. It's in their body language. It's in their eye contact. It's in how much they participate in the conversation. It's what they say. It's if they compliment others or not, if they're pouring into others or not. If you're in your head and you're in a social situation and you are completely dissociated and tuned out, you're probably not okay with yourself, or something's going on that has your mind going crazy. You know what I mean? So this negative self-talk is just incredibly damaging. It destroys your ability to be present, to go after what you want, to have really good relationships. And all in all, y'all, you just hold yourself back so much. So now I want to give you 10 tips that are going to help you get out of your head, to correct that self-talk when it comes, and to work towards a more positive way of speaking to yourself, okay? So number one is catch yourself and correct yourself. Every single person, me included, it doesn't matter how much work you do on yourself, every now and again, there's going to be a little mini pants thought that creeps in every now and again. And you're going to be self-critical, especially if you have high standards and high goals like I do. Every now and again, you're going to get self-critical. And it's really important to catch yourself when you do this and correct yourself. So we don't have to be DeLulu. We don't have to pretend like we haven't failed when we failed or we haven't messed up. But how you respond to yourself, how you treat yourself, is how you should treat the people in your life. You should meet them with grace, right? So instead of being like, Emily, you are such a freaking idiot, you absolutely butchered that job interview. Maybe you can be like, Emily, I'm really freaking proud of you that you went out of your comfort zone and you pushed yourself in this interview and you showed up. And it maybe wasn't your best interview ever, but now you can learn from this situation. You have takeaways so that you can nail the next interview, right? How different is that? Talk to yourself how you would talk to your best friend, right? And that changes the tone of everything. So that's number one. Number two, I need you to assume the best outcome, okay? We assume the worst as humans, most of us. It's how we protect ourselves, right? We know this. But what if you could assume the best? What if the best possible thing, something even better than you could ever imagine, comes out of you taking a risk or you putting yourself out there, you trying something that you haven't tried before? You literally don't know. So assume the best, and that's going to make it easier for you to push yourself out of that comfort zone. Number three, kind of already said this, but give yourself grace. This is your first time ever experiencing life, y'all. Have you ever lived a life before? No, you haven't. So stop freaking beating yourself up, okay? Be nice to yourself. Know that you're going to do better next time, okay? Number four, stop comparing yourself to other people. Comparison is the thief of joy. Every single time that your eyes look elsewhere and you're focused on someone else, you're going to find something that they're better than you in, or a way that they're more beautiful or more attractive. And what's really amazing about us as human beings is that we all have our own unique sets of what is amazing about us and how we are special. Yeah, there are 8 billion people on the planet, but nobody has the same unique gifts, talents, features, capabilities that you do. Okay, you are one in a million, baby. So stop comparing. Number five, get rid of habits that destroy your self-perception. One of these for me is smoking weed. I like to use weed as a tool because it helps me to feel and to process things and to like have some deep insights about myself. But if I do it often, I start to slip into habits where it becomes a way bigger part of my life than I want it to. I like to do it on occasion when I'm trying to relax or I'm trying to learn something about myself. But when it becomes a lifestyle is when it's an issue for me and it destroys my self-perception. And then I'm like, no, Emily, you shouldn't be smoking several nights a week when you come home after work. Okay. There's way more better ways that you could be spending your time. So for you, get rid of any habits that make you feel regret after and that you don't feel good about after doing. Number 6, give people a chance to actually see you. Yes, I know this is another point on vulnerability. I know I talk about it all the time, but seriously, if you don't give people a chance to see all of you and to hear what you're really thinking and what you're really wanting and feeling, if you're not honest with people, you never give them a chance to like you or not, to accept you or not. How sad would it be if you got to the end of your life and you looked back and you realized that you were some like super condensed version of yourself that wasn't really even you? That'd be really freaking sad, right? I don't want that for myself and I don't want that for you. Number 7, oh, this is a good one. It's not rejection, it's redirection. Bro, I need you to realize that anything that does not work out in your life is divine intervention. If something doesn't happen for you, to you, that you want, it's because it was never yours to begin with. If that person that you like rejects you, they were never meant to be your person. If you don't get that job was never meant to be yours. If you don't get an A on that test, it's because you had a way that you needed to learn or grow or improve. Everything happens for a reason. And when you can have the mindset of redirection, not rejection, you realize that everything in life is working for you and not against you. And you can't miss a single thing that's for you, baby. Number 8, if you don't try, how will you know? Dude, so what if you fail? So what if you look like an idiot from time to time? So what if you get rejected? Wouldn't you rather take that risk and know whether or not that thing was meant for you than to always wonder what if? I would rather have regrets at the end of my life about dumb shit that I did or silly risks that I took than have the question of, oh my God, I wonder how my life would have been different if I had just had the balls to do X, right? It's all about the end of your life, baby. That's a great way to like really put into perspective all of the things that you truly want for yourself, because you don't want regrets at the end of your life. Number 9, recognize that there is literally no perfect timeline. Everybody's story is different. Everybody is achieving and doing things at different times, at different paces, how God has things planned out for their life. Someone else's life isn't yours. So recognize that whatever timeline you on, wherever your feet are right now in this moment, is exactly where your feet are meant to be. And number 10, be willing to do the work. We live in such a culture of instant gratification, and now more than ever, everybody is lazy as shit, and nobody wants to put in the time, the work, the effort, the energy, the self-work especially, to be the best version of themselves, to accomplish the things that they want. They just want that shit handed to them on a silver platter. And if you're part of the Wrestling with Life squad, I'm not letting any of y'all be like that, okay? If you're on the wrestling squad, we are not like that. I need you to realize that anything worth having in life requires you to put work in. Anything worth having is not easy. So put the work in. You want to be a certain version of yourself? Start actually taking steps towards that. Stop waiting for it to just happen, okay? I could continue ranting about all of these forever, but we have a 15-minute window to stay in. So I'm going to end it there, wrestling fam. Make sure to tune in tomorrow for our regularly scheduled Tuesday episode. Don't forget, you guys, we have episodes every single Monday and Tuesday now. So make sure to keep tuning back in for those. Again, my name is Emled. Thank you so much for joining in to this Monday morning motivation. If you left this conversation ready to grab life by the freaking balls today, please go leave me a 5-star review wherever you listen, whether that be Apple Podcasts or Spotify Podcasts. reviews help the podcast to grow. And when we grow, I can create more content for y'all. I can bring you more pep talks just like this. I can get more guests on. And overall, we can just continue spreading the good word of Wrestling With Life, baby. And that's the motherfucking goal. So please go do that for me. And I hope you guys have a absolutely fantabulous week. Go grab life by the freaking balls today and be kind to yourself. Talk nicely to yourself this week. All right, wrestling fam. Love you guys. Bye-bye.